Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, December 14th. The weaker tone continued throughout the day for the beans. Pretty low close there. And also the wheat and the corn suffering a little bit from a little spillover weakness. So let's first take a look at the beans. We've got Jan finishing down 11.5 cents at 967¾. Took out the low from yesterday's inside day there. That's a technical negative. Then we went below the 100-day moving average at 979, followed by the 200-day at 976¼. This bringing an additional fund liquidation there on those technicals. Got down slightly below the November 14th low of 967, trading down to 966.5 before trickling back up at the end of the day to finish at 967¾. Weakness again caused by some rain down in Argentina last night, a little bit more than was expected, and also a wetter outlook there over the next week to 10 days. We'll have to keep an eye and see if those rains come to fruition. The Rosario Grain Exchange of Argentina estimates that Argentina's bean crop will be about 54.5 million metric tons. That's versus the USDA's recent estimate at 57 million metric tons. Taking a look at corn, we've got March finishing down 0.5 cent at 348.5. Pretty tight holiday market range there in the corn, 348 to 350¾. Funds were short about 161,000 contracts of corn on last week's Commitment of Traders report. That's now estimated to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 175,000. We will see what that number looks like when the updated numbers are released tomorrow afternoon. Rosario Grain Exchange estimates Argentina's corn crop at 41.5 million metric tons. That is versus the USDA's recent estimate of 42. Export sales this morning, 867,000. That was down near the lower end of expectations of between 750,000 and 1.3 million metric tons. Taking a look at wheat, we had March finished up 1½ cents at 418¼. Kansas City March up 2 cents at 418¼. And Minneapolis March up 4½ cents at 617. Funds were short about 119,000 contracts of wheat on last Friday's Commitment of Traders report. That's now estimated to be closer to 135,000 to 140,000. We will see how that pans out on tomorrow's number. News out of Brazil that they will be allowing wheat imports from Russia for the first time, as Argentina has had some struggles. This just putting added competition up with the U.S. wheat exports. And Egypt has adjusted its ergot fungus policy to up to 0.05%. This is more in line with other nations. And the Rosario Exchange out of Argentina estimates their wheat crop to be 17.3 million metric tons. That's up 1 million from last estimate and a little closer to the USDA's estimate, coming in at 17.5 million metric tons. We're looking at the weather out in the plains. That drought map is starting to expand there a little bit beyond Arkansas. We're looking at Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas near the Panhandle. We will have to keep an eye on that area, especially as the colder weather begins to arrive, if we don't get some kind of precipitation or snow, obviously then that could be exposed to the possibility of winter kill. Funds in the beans, getting back to soybeans, were long about 53,000 contracts last week. Now we're looking after the recent liquidation, they're probably closer to 5,000 to 10,000 contracts after today's sell-off. We'll again see what that number looks like tomorrow. And outside markets, we've got the dollar up 8 points at 93.50. Crude oil up 49 cents a barrel at 57.09. The stock market down 31 points right now at 24,553. And we've got gold up $7.60 an ounce at $1,256.20 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.